call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
No changes, other than we might have some other discussion on this, but.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as mentioned by Mr. Lang.
Second.
Moving second to approve the agenda as circulated, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry, our next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 29, 2015 meeting.
Now, the minutes have been approved with a minor correction, and if you so approve, they should be approved as amended.
And so, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of October 29, 2015 as amended.
Second.
Moving second to approve the minutes of the October 29, 2015 meeting as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry, our next item is old business, so we have three items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2015-4, Van Cove.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That happens to be in a small area I represent. Prepared to make a motion.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2015-4 for Van Cove based upon letters made on the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two, the proposed subdivision density is significantly less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The subdivision will consist of 25 lots on 101 acres. The subdivision will consist of lots between 1 acre and 5 acres in size. Three, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. Five, the project includes approximately 25 acres of open space. Six, this approval is subject to the following condition. A, there shall be no more than 25 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation, control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 30-foot vegetated buffer shall be shown along all boundaries with the exception of the east side of lots 4 and 11 due to the large size of those lots and because they will be used for agricultural purposes. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, as proposed by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot buffer in all state wetland areas. I, lots 22 through 25 are currently leased and utilized by DENREC for the deposit of dredge spoils from Indian River dredging projects. Due to DENREC regulations, no future septic systems are permitted within those areas, and the area reserved for community septic field adjacent to lot 7 and 11 is reserved for future septic service in accordance with DENREC regulations when the lots become available and suitable for residential development. J, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And K, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I will second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2015-4 Banco for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2021-8 P Line Portfolio Holding LLC.
And once again, Mr. Chairman, this is in my area, but given the complexities of this application and the size that was being proposed by the applicant, I believe it warrants further consideration by the commission.
Second.
Therefore, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2021, I move that we defer action.
I was just going to say he was new, but he's not.
That's all right. It was close. Thank you, second.
And now?
Second.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2021-8 loan. Portfolio Holding LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2032, Guillermo Vasquez, trading as F&M Vasquez Concrete LLC.
Second. Oh, you have that yet?
Yeah.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, that is not in Mike's area. I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 2032 for Guillermo Vasquez trading as F&M Vasquez Concrete LLC for a conditional use to operate a construction company office, equipment parking, shop, and yard based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. It appears that this business probably started small at the applicant's residence. However, as the business has successfully grown, it has outgrown this particular location. Several parties appeared in opposition to the application. All of them agreed that the applicant is personally a good neighbor, but the business has outgrown the location and is no longer compatible with the neighborhood. This location in Lincoln is primarily a residential neighborhood. The property is surrounded by homes on several sides. For commercial use, primarily the trucking activity is not compatible with its residential surroundings. There is information in the record that this use now adversely affects neighboring properties, the community, and adjacent roadway due to the traffic generated by the use, the number of employees coming to and from the location, and the sounds generated by the equipment stored on the site and other factors. There are other more appropriate locations for this type of use in Sussex County that are either zoned for the use or are not surrounded by existing residential properties. For all these reasons, the successful growth of this small business means that it no longer fits in its local surroundings, and another more appropriate location should be found to allow it to continue its growth in Sussex County.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2032, Guillermo Vasquez, trading as F&M Vasquez Concrete LLC. For the reasons stated in the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with us this evening. You have your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way that we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything to distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman throughout the proceedings. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by Sussex County during its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and if the commission has any questions, it will direct the question to the appropriate person as necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.